Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim is daf Kuf Dalet. We're holding in the middle of the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, as to what the halacha is legabe the relationship of Zrikas Adam to the or and the relationship of or to the bosa. And those are two separate issues that turn out to be separate machlokas. And let's review the machlokas again by briefly going over from the second line, my Rebbe or my Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. What is this machlokas? The Tanya Rebbe Omer Hadam Meratzeh Al Ha'or Bifnei Atzmo, Uchashavu Im HaBasar, it would depend. So first of all, Rebbe is saying that if the or is not connected to basar, and that would mean not connected physically and not connected in terms of heter. Let's say the basar is all basar, and the or is not connected to the basar, therefore it doesn't care about the basar. Then that dam would be maratza on the or, even though there's no basar, there's no hesitation of utilizing the or for the kohanim. But on the other hand, as long as the or has not been stripped from the basar, kishu ima basar, then it would always be defined by the basar, and even if there had been a zrika before, it wouldn't have helped it, because the moment that it's nolad bapsul, bein kodem zrika, bein leachar zrika, even if the basar had been mutter, but we still hadn't been mafshit the or, the din would be that the or is defined by the basar, and arehu kayotzeba. Now, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon takes exactly the opposite stance on both of these issues. So that, first of all, if the or is separate, either in reality or in the terms of the din, in other words, the basar is not there in order for us to be able to be matir it. So something happened to it, either it's lost or it became possible, and there's no way to be matir it. Say it was yotze. The din would be that the dam is not maratza on or bifnei atzmo. That's on that side that Rebbe holds that the or can be independent. But he also holds that the fact that the or happens to be with the basar once it was hutar b'dezrika is completely irrelevant. And for all intents and purposes, it is now independent. And therefore, even when it's ima basar, if there was a psul in the basar, it depends on when the zrika took place. If the psul took place, kodem zrika. So then, okay, it's kiyotze bo, not because it's connected, but because it's connected in din. And there was no zrika, because you mean basar ain't done. But if it's acher zrika, once that basar had one moment in which it was mutter, it makes no difference whether physically the or is connected to it. You just go right ahead and you skin it now. Yafshitenu v'ora l'kohanim. So we have two completely different issues. The relationship of the or to the dam on the one hand, and the relationship of the or to the basar on the other hand. So when it comes to the relationship of dam to or, Rebbe says there's a direct relationship. It doesn't go through the basar. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says, no, there's no relationship. The or only gets an ancillary heter through Zrika, but it doesn't have a direct relationship to the dam. On the other hand, the relationship of the or to the basar, according to Rebbe, is defined by its physical connection to the basar. According to Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the moment it's now hutar, it makes absolutely no difference whether it's physically connected. It's at that point that it becomes independent of the basar. All right, now, the question today, this is where we got up to yesterday, the question today is this machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, a simple restatement of the famous machlokas that is based on how to understand the pasuk between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua? So lema b'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yehoshua kamiflagi d'tanya, it should say. Now we see in the pasuk that the Torah puts together the basar and the dam. So it says asita olotecha habasar ve'adam ha'mizbach Hashem olotecha. And then afterwards, this is part of the pasuk we were darish many times. V'dam zivokecha yishafech. What that comes to be marba al mizbach Hashem olotecha v'habasar tochel. Now, the simple meaning of the pasuk, Vasito lotecha basar vahadam, seems to imply that these two things are interdependent. And therefore, it appears to Rabbi Yoshua that im ein dam ein basar, im ein basar ein dam. You don't do a zrika, you can't use that basar. And on the other hand, if you don't have basar, you can't do a zrika. So therefore, what he seems to be saying is exactly what Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon said, that the din is that the or is not nizrak alav independently. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam afapisha ein basar, shemar v'dam zivachacha yishafech, the addition, the repeating of dam zivachacha yishafech under any circumstances at the end of the pasuk implies that it can be independent. That's exactly what Rabbi said. That even if there's no basar, if there's anything left to be matir, over here we're going to be matir the or, the dam will certainly be matir. Why would it need basar? Which implies that they are interdependent. According to Rabbi Eliezer, they're not interdependent. That's to teach me all different things that we saw earlier. That's to tell me that you don't put the basar on the mizbeach. You throw it onto the mizbeach, and it has to be thrown through the air. And therefore, alamadata sherevach yesh bein kevesh lemizbeach, there's got to be a break between, even though it's tiny, but at least it should be over the open air, between the kevesh and the mizbeach, and that makes it izrika. Now, it certainly appears to be saying, just to complete the argument now, that it's lema, but that the kamiflegein, the same achlokas, that the mandi omar hurtza, Rebbe, who is saying that the or can be hurtza by the dam on its own, he is saying Rebbe Eliezer here. Whereas Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, you can't be meratza on the or by itself, unless there's basar, is clearly saying like Rebbe Yeshua. It seems to be exactly the same machlokes. Says the Gemara, no, look, on the contrary. I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer. If you're going here like Rebbe Eliezer, then there would be no way that Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, can work out, according to somebody who would be willing to say, there's no problem, dam ava bishein basar. Right? I'm telling you there's no way to be zerik dam where there's no basar, and he's saying there is a way to be zerik the dam without basar. So there's no way I could twist that. I mean, obviously, I'm never going to be able to agree with him, that's for sure. So that means I'll leave it to Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. If you're saying lo hurtza, it's obvious that Rebbe Eliezer does not agree with me. That's for sure. He clearly agrees with you, not with me. I'm tining that Rebbe Yeshua agrees with me and that it is straightforward. And therefore, keep plege. The only thing there is to argue about is that Rebbe can insist that he would agree with the Rebbe Yeshua would agree with him anyway. I thought Rebbe Yeshua says that the opposite of Rebbe. Rebbe is saying that you could do one without the other, and Rebbe Yeshua is saying you can't. No. I'll tell you why. Mandio below words. Look, according to Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, for sure, there's no problem. He's saying, I'm exactly what Rebbe Yeshua said. There's no way to be matir the or without the bus. But Rebbe says, no, wait a minute. Is that what Rebbe Yeshua said? Read it again. All that Rebbe Yeshua said was, imein basar ein dam. What does that mean? That means if there's no basar, don't be zorek the dam. That's all that it means. It does not mean that if you were zorek the dam, that the dam is not meratza on or b'fnei atzmo. All that it's saying is, says Rebbe, look, the Torah is saying, you want to bring a carbon island. I'm saying to the guy who's bringing the carbon island, you want to bring a carbon island, but you don't want to give me any of it. Because the basar is all nifsa. Get out of here, go bring another one. So therefore, I'm not going to let you bring a carbon for what? To give the skin to the Kohanim? The Kohanim will get the skin of the next carbon. And therefore, the only one who loses out on that little bargain is the owner. He's going to have to bring another carbon. And there's no way that this dam is going to be meratzah for his chiyav. So when it comes to be mafsid, the owner of the carbon, to be mechayev him to bring an ayla, Rabbi Yeshua says, that's what it's saying. You want to be asita olotecha? Then you bring that ola with basar and dam. Don't give me no shtick about, well, halachically we could still do the zrikas. I was yetzim echiyev, right, God? It's okay. No, it's not okay. I want another one, a good one. But if lamaisa, that's basar, like a pseudo lekohanim. Kohanim are not going to lose anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, go bring another one. Masha Inkin, where we're talking about, where you were already Zerik the dam. Fine. Now it turns out that the buzzer benifsal, he didn't know, whatever the situation is, you went ahead and did the Zerika. That's all that we would be, in any event, in the same area of discussion. I'm saying that the or can be huter bifnei atzma. You're claiming Rabbi Yeshua agrees with you, the or can't be huter bifnei atzma. I don't see any indication that that's true. If you did the Zerika, and now you're going to say, oh, let's throw out that or. Why would the Torah say throw out the or? I don't understand who exactly is going to be losing if you throw out the or. The Kayanim. Why should the Kayanim lose by throwing out the or? That's the Olei Pseida. So by the or, the Ika Pseida Lekohanim, who's to say that the or wasn't kosher? There even Rabbi Yeshua would be made. By the way, there's not even a question about that because it says beferish that this is the truth. According to Rabbi Yeshua, he says so himself. The Mita Dehavi, now there's two Gersonos over here. So Mita Dehavi Adi Avad, just like he would say that Bidi Avad, if you did it, it was kosher, which is a highly unlikely Gersa, because that's what we're talking about. He's trying to prove that Bidi Avad would be kosher. So what it should say is Mita Dehavi Ayotze. In the same way that if there was a Psul Yotze on the Basar, and you went ahead and did the Zerika anyway, Rabbi Yeshua is Veda, that the, and nonetheless, Zerika was kosher. The Tanya, Nitma Basar, O Nifsal, O Shiatza, Chutz Lekiloyim. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizrok, okay, because the Imein Basar is still down. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok, but he's Modesh Im Zarak Hurtza. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that it's only a din in how to be noyeg lechatchila. That's all that it is. And I'm not discussing whether you should do it lechatchila or not doing it. I'm just telling you that if you're zerik on the or, it's rutsa by itself. Omer Rabbi Chanina skana kohanim. I never saw such a thing that they should be meitzi or lebeit asreif. Now first we want to clarify, what exactly does it mean he never saw? That was all of our reaction originally. What do you mean? He never saw me. What, he's never there on Yom Kippur to see the Parim and Nisraf in the Par Yom HaKippurim that's supposed to be Nisraf. In its or, it says Beferish, Aloro. He never was there for Yom Kippur to see the Sire that was Nisraf. Nu Mele, you want to tell me he didn't see Par Kain Mashiach, he didn't see Syria, but it's Kechavi, Nu Boruch Hashem. But on Yom Kippur, how could he not have seen? Velo, Hare Parim Anisrafim, Usarim Anisrafim. That's the mitzvah tan, for God's sake. Of course, he didn't mean I never saw. He means I never saw a situation where you would have posel or that was nifs, that was Yotzele Beit Asreifa. What do you mean he never saw? Even that doesn't make any sense. What about if Kedem Hefshet, Vekedem Zrika? You're telling me there was never a case where a korban was Nifsal before you did the Hefshet, or before you did the Zerika, that something happened, it was Yotze, Nitma, whatever, and they didn't do the Zerika, they ended up throwing out the whole thing and they burnt it? So what are you telling me, you never saw such a thing? He didn't mean he didn't see an animal being burnt. I never saw or alone chalutz, where it was removed from the animal. I never saw that's what he was referring to, specifically the issue that was central to our discussion in the Mishnah. But hold on a second. So now we're getting into the question of the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon already. So now, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, you would have a case where if you were Mavshit the Or, so then if it was before Zerika, we wouldn't do the Zerika. Because according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Ein Adam Ratzel Or Bifnei Atzmo. So how come he never saw that? Chanina holds like Rebbe, no? Or you know what? I mean, even according to Rebbe, it wouldn't make any difference, right? Because no matter how you would learn, let's say that it goes like Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. We already pointed out before that even Rebbe is beta, that it never happens. Because you don't do the hefshet, kodem the zrika. Because you're supposed to, and that's even according to Rebbe, where they're really not necessarily, in other words, if I would do the hefshet, according to Rebbe, kodem the zrika, and I do the zrika, and now the buzzer would be nifsal before the zrika, I would still do the zrika. So you could say, oh, so according to him, it's worthwhile. I mean, you don't lose anything. Even though you don't lose anything, but, I mean, you're certainly not going to interrupt the Avedis Adam to have somebody sitting there stirring the dam to prevent it from coagulating, we said before. According to Rabbi Shimon, it would be insane to do it, because here you're going to do all of this work, and you're going to end up throwing it out, because according to him, if something would happen before the Zrika, you wouldn't even do the Zrika. So for sure, there would never be such a case. But even according to Rebbe, there wouldn't be such a case. So for Rebbe Chanina Skadakonim, remember, who is reporting on what he saw. He's not reporting on the theory. So when he comes along, he says, well, I never saw Or B'fnei Atzmo. So what's your question? Or that was Hufshat Kodem Zrika. Even Rebbe says we're not Mafshat Or Kodem Zrika. Kodeshken Rebbe Loz Rebbe Shimon. So is it surprising that he never saw Or that was separate to be brought out to the Beit HaSreifa? It's not surprising, because there was no such thing as an Or that was Hufshat Kodem Zrika. And therefore, I don't give a hang whether it would have been Zrika or wouldn't have been Zrika. We never would have had it in the first place to do the Zrika on. So, of course, Rebbe Chanina is going to go. And he never saw it. So this doesn't prove anything about the Machlokas, because it's not practical. So, therefore, that doesn't impress me. That doesn't bother me. But what does bother me, and here is where we get to the crux of the issue, in the transition to Rebbe Akiva's Diak in Rebbe Chanina's Kanakoni. What bothers me does bother me in a case where it's Nimtzas Treifa B'Bnei Me'ayim. Now that is something that happens all the time. Even in a secular Shlachtos, that happens all the time. Shech the animal, and now later on in the processing, of course they mark, nowadays they'll mark the animal and so on, so that you won't get confused to be able to identify it afterwards, but you don't stop the whole production line to do the bedika on this animal. You keep shechting, keep moving, and meanwhile, you can now subsequently discover that animal number 763B was a treifa. Then you'll go back and you'll remove all of that from the line, because it's a treifa. Same thing happens in the Beis HaMikdash. So you went ahead, you do a shechita, mark the animal, you find out subsequently, an hour later, as they're doing now, the cutting up of the animal, they discover that there's some arcane trait for somewhere that they never would have noticed. Now they go back, find the ore that was marked with that number, and that ore should be taken out of the Beit HaSreifa. And that must happen 100 times a day. So what do you mean, Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim never saw such a thing? That is very disturbing. That has nothing to do with the machlokas of Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. Because there was Nifsal Kaidim Zrika. It was Nifsal Kaidim. Obviously, it was a treifa. It was Nifsal in its lifetime. Which meant that the Zrika wasn't a kosher Zrika, and therefore you have to get rid of this ore. And you discovered it only after the Hefshet. So now I'm really confused. Rabbi Skadakonim is telling us that he never saw something that must have been part of everyday events. That bothers me. And there we get to what Rabbi Akiva was pointing out, which is that it's got to be that what Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim was telling us is that the psul vis-a-vis Zrika is only where you discovered the problem before the Zrika, not where it was discovered ex post facto to retroactively pasul the Zrika. In other words, Kosava nimtzei treifa b'vnei me'ayim miratzeh. It's got to be that since the psul was not noted earlier, and this would depend how do we define earlier, right? In other words, it's totally the machlokas between Rebbe and between Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon. So it would be, since it wasn't found before the Hefshet, or since it wasn't found before the Zrika, according to Rebbe Elazar, it would still be Meratzeh. The Bosser, of course, is Treif. And Treifas affects, we'll have to burn it. You can't put Treifas on the Mizbeach, and you can't be oich or treifas, but skin, I mean, skin is irrelevant if it's treifas. And therefore, it will not pass the or remarkably. Which, of course, accounts for what Rabbi Akiva was saying. That therefore, a bechor that nimsas treifa, it's yotze midvorav, that there would be no problem. You could still use the or. But, I mean, it creates another problem. From what Rabbi Akiva was saying, that we were right. Correct? Dekanami, diktani rama, Rabbi Akiva, midvorav lamadnu, sha'amavshita ta bechor, v'nimsa treifa, she'yeutu ha'koanim ba'oro. If Rabbi Akiva says, it isn't that exactly the case that you just arrived at, that if you ended up taking off the skin and then you found that it was treifa, there's no problem. So we're right. Rabbi Akiva is telling us that we are right. But so then what's the point? So then Elamai Kamashma or Rabbi Akiva? So what is Rabbi Akiva saying? All he's doing is repeating. Rabbi Hanina is going to come to him. And he's saying that he makes it worse because he's saying, you see, this would be true about a bechor. What do you mean? What do you mean about a bechor? It's nothing to do with a bechor. I mean, so it's, and what do you mean? Mitoch dvorav. I mean, it's not mitoch dvorav. That is what he said. There's something strange here. So then, Elamai Kamash from Rabbi Akiva. Now let's think for a moment about Rabbi Akiva. What would be unique about a bechor? Obviously, we're not talking about a bechor in the Azora, where there's nothing unique about a bechor. We're talking about a bechor, that's a balmum, in Chadera. That's what we're talking about. So now the question is, you're not allowed to do anything with a bechor that you want to do. The basar of the bechor is given to eat. If you can't eat that meat, you can't turn it into dog food. We're talking about it's a balmum. If it turns out that something now, it turns out to be a treifa, you can't use that as dog food. That basar itself still is considered to be basar psulei hamikdash. Now the question is, what's the din of the or? Taina's Rabbi Akiva, it's going to have exactly the same din in its own terms outside of the Beit HaMikdash as it would have had if it was nifsal in the Azora. That's the chiddush. That Rabbi Akiva is saying, afilu bigvulin, that even in Chadera, you shechter a balmum, and you went ahead, that was mutatit, you went ahead and you did the hafshata, and over there it says, beferish, that bisharecha tochlenu, if you hadn't done the hafshata, and you would have ended up discovering it's a treifa, you would have had to bury that entire animal. You would not have been able to do the hafshata at that point, because the basar was not lachila, exactly as it is in the Azara for the Eila Lagabi the Mizbeach. The basar is not for the achila, don't do the hafshata, okay? But in exactly the same way that Rabbi Chanina Sgana Keanim points out, but if you only found out after you did the hafshata, that in that case the treifas doesn't affect the or, and he says that Lagabi the Azara, the same thing, midvarav. The implication of what he's saying vis-a-vis a bechor, now Rabbi Akiva makes perfectly good sense. It's not what he was saying, it's an implication of what he was saying. And the only place where it would be negeya to me would be legabe a bechor. By psulei hamikdashim, we're not paid the kachim anyway, lachila leklavim. But over here, the Torah gave it a kedusha as a treifa. So now what do you do? So if you find out that it's a treifa in advance, give me my puffer fish.
Outrageous.
Nah. So in that case, says Rabbi Akiva brilliantly, that if you had been mafshited, Rabbi Chanina Sgana Keanim is saying there's no ex post facto retroactive now discovery that the R is nifsal requires kvura. That's the point. Brilliant. Omer Reb Chia Bar Avam Reb Yochanan Halachik Rabbi Akiva. But I just want to point out one thing, that even Rabbi Akiva, Af Rabbi Akiva Lo Amar, Rabbi Akiva was not matir this case unless he tiro mumche. You see, if he was meant, that we made a takona, you cannot eat a bechor bal mum, because we don't trust those kohanim. There's too much at stake over here in a bechor. See what I mean? There's too much at stake. So what happens? You can imagine Barnea eyeing this bechor, right? And he's thinking, gosh, you know, if only it would just stumble, you know? You know, so he sets up a little bechor trap, and oh dear, this poor bechor, look at this.
It's the doggy
ate it. Exactly. That's the case. It's in Masechet Bechor, you put a little piece of meat on the ear, you know. Doggy bites the ear. Oh dear, the poor bechor is no longer kosher. I guess I'll have to have some steak. Right? So because we do not trust kohanim, so we require an investigation committee whenever they bring a bechor. In order for them to eat a bechor, we need a heter of a mumche who asks the requisite questions and so on. So you'd say, okay, but in this case, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's a trefa. What are you going to do? I mean, even Barnea, maybe Rabbi Yaakov could figure out how to genetically engineer the bechor so that it should be a trefa, berechem, but Barnea would have a problem. So you'd think that if it's a trefa, then you don't need a mumche. Comes along now. The psak of Rabbi Yochanan to say, even though we pascha like Rabbi Akiva, and it happens to be that it was done to a bechor that was a treif, and now it's irrelevant whether it was a bal mum. That's not the point. You would still have needed the heter lechatchila to go ahead with the shechita. And you can't come and say, well, did it matter? Do you have a certificate of a mumcha that you had a right to check this, and therefore have a right to this pigskin wallet? I mean, bechor skin wallet? Okay. And therefore, lo itiru mumcha lo, forget it, we're not going to allow you to use that unless it's certified bal mum. And the fact that you had it certified ex post facto as a trefa is irrelevant. Ve'hilchatak edivrei chachamim, indeed we paskin, ein lo ra'iti raya. Don't prove to me the facts by saying I never saw, because I never saw never proves anything.
So the kohanim got their parnassah from the or, right? They got rich off the or, correct?
Well, I mean, they're in pretty good shape, these guys. Let me tell you something. There was a reason why people had a lot of problems with kohanim.
They get the ore, they get the food.
You want to list all 24? There's 24 matnei skuna. Go ahead, they'll be very happy. Just to make sure that you remember.
They don't get room
and board?
They get room
and board.
They get room for a week. This morning after davening.
Uh-oh. Here we go. It's Barnea's neighborhood. You have to be very careful.
Rabbi Kvetch, he said, such and such a kohen. Daven was a long davening. And then he was going so long, he wasn't up to Shemona Esrei, because Chazar Shazash, he just left us. What? He didn't care about us to give us a bracha. He was only concerned with his own davening. So we take flack for responsibilities. We don't have our own lives.
You got to work for it.
No, it wasn't very persuasive, but all right. All right, it looks like Richie's on target today.
A goggle model.
Look, the Heiliger Mishnah.
That was impressive. The old sea captain on his mission. Porim hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim. Moving on now to, and this is the logical next step. I remember Chanina Eskanakoni was talking about, I never saw things being burned. And we talked about being burned, and which reminds me about being burned, and about lemitzvosan being burned, which goes to porim hanisrafim, the sirim hanisrafim. So the porim hanisrafim would obviously include the things that are supposed to be nisrafim, that are there every year, which would be the par of Yom Kippur, the soyer of Yom Kippur. It also includes the problem issues of the par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur and the par Kod Mashiach, and the Sirim HaNisrafim would include the Seirei Avodis Kechavim. But Bizman She Nisrafim Kemitzvatan, when they're being done lahalocha. So then, in other words, there's no psul. We're doing everything that we're supposed to be doing. So there's a special halacha over there, that they need to be burned chutz l'shalosh machmes, which we learn from the pasuk. And there's also a special halacha that the ones who go ahead and burn are going to be metame begotim. So they have to first become tar, and only afterwards are they now able to re-enter and be involved with the kachim. They are Nisrafim in this magical Beit Hadeshen, wherever that is. We're going to talk about that in a moment. And they're also Mitamim Begadim. Now, this Beit Hadeshen is outside of Shalosh Machanos. But if something happens to them and they went wrong, and they're not Nisrafim Kimitzvatan, but they're rather Nisrafim because they were Nifsalu, let's say, with Yotze or something, or Batame, then they're Nisrafim in the Beit Habira. Now, what the Beit Habira is unclear, and we're going to be discussing it in a moment. Ve'inan mitam in begadim, and since that din of Tumas Begadim is a special halacha in the Sreifa Kemitzvatan, where we're burning something because it's no good, there's no din of Tumas Begadim. And the way in which the mitzvah was done was that they would carry out the entire animal, which is quite heavy, bimotot. And we're going to see how we learn that out of a pasuk later. So yesovlin oto bimotot, bimotot, they would be carried now on these on sticks.
Like a stick, but not
from yeah, the right. We're going to see. In other words, there were people in front that were carrying and people in the back, like the meraglim. And the moment that yatzu chutz lechomata azara, the moment that these rishonim were yatzu chutz lechomata azara, even though the achronim lo yatzu, the din is that the rishonim are metame begadim at that moment. The achronim that are still inside of the azara are not metame begadim until they go out. Achietzu. Yatzu elo ve'elo, then they're all going to be metame begadim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says it has nothing to do with leaving the Azara. It has to do with the actual burning. And Einan Metamin Achi Yutzata Ur Biruban. Only when the fire has now started burning rove of the surface. And once it's Nitacha Basar, once there's carbonized layer on the Basar of the carbon, in Hasreif Metame Begadim, a Kohen who now joins the fun and is Isaac in the Sreifa from this point on, is not Metame Begadim. It was already Nasek Mitzvata. Now, you say Nisrafim be Beit Habira. What is the Beit Habira? Omar Rabba Barbachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. It's a certain location in the Harabayit which was called the Ibira. Resh Lakish says the entire Beit HaMikdash is called the Bira, including the inside of the Azara, the Harabayit, and we see that in the Pasuk. Shenemar, because David HaMelech, before he dies, prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his son be given the schus to complete the Beit HaMikdash that he began, and that he was Mechin. And he calls it a bira. You'll note, of course, the connection to Megillat Esther, in which Memuchan in Shushan HaBira, which turns into the Shar of Shushan HaBira in the bira itself, which is called Asher Hechinoti, which is Mochon L'Shivtecha. All of this is related to the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash through Esther. In any event, he says over there, L'Shlomo B'ni, Tein Levav Shalem, which is exactly what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. He gives him the heart that he asks for. Shlomo says, give me a lev that is the correct lev for Mishpat. And I want this that he should be able, Livnot, he ends the Bakosha with Livnot HaBira Asher Hakinoti. Allow him the heart to build the Bira that I have made all the provisions for. So therefore, clearly, he refers David to the entire Beit HaMikdash as the Bira Asher Hachinoti. And therefore, Bira is a broad term. And because it's a broad term, indeed, it points to there being two separate places that would both be called Beit HaBira, which are utilized under different circumstances, as we're about to see. And the third place, which is outside of the Beit HaBira, which is the Beit HaDeshen, which is used only k'mitzvatan.
So you're going to be wondering why something which is not k'mitzvatan is more painful when it comes to its
burning? Well, let's see. So now the halacha is like this. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Bar Abuah, Shelosha Beit HaDeshanim. The point is that now we see that there were three Beit HaDeshans. there was the Beit HaDesh and HaGadol in the Azor itself, where anything whose Mokim was meant to be the Azorah was burnt there, because since Bikashrut, it was going to be in the Azorah, whether we're talking about in terms of the Achilat HaMizbeach, or we're talking about in terms of the Achilat HaDam, when it becomes Nifsal, it doesn't leave the Azorah. It's also burnt in the Azorah, just like it was meant to be used in the Azorah. So there, Shom, Sorfim, Psulei, Kochi, Kochim, and the Emurim of Kachim Kalim, which were meant to be in the Azorah, and even the Porim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim, if the Psul happened before Zerika, so then they were already, they never had the din yet to be motzi them, because they were Nifsal very early. Then there was a second Beit HaDesh, and that was in the Har HaBayit. Over there, you would do the Sreif of the Purim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim if the Psul took place after the Zrika. So if it took place after the Zrika, what will you say? Burn them in the Azorah? Why? They were meant to be removed from the Azorah. Are you going to say, burn them in the Beit HaDesh? No, they're not roy to be burned in the Beit HaDesh, which was a special halacha to do kemitzvatan. We can't do that kemitzvatan. They were nifsal. Therefore, take them out of the Azorah and burn them in Har HaBayit. Then, if they were done kemitzvatan, then they go to the special Beit HaDesh, which is chutz l'shalosh machanot. And, of course, the interrelationship to chutz is a fundamental Yom HaKippurim relationship. That's why we have, just like we go lifnai v'lifnim on Yom Kippur, we also go with the Azazel, lachutz b'lachutz. So we have exactly the same type of relationship. Pnim and chutz relationship b'hechsher, pnim and chutz relationship over here in the Kapor. Tony Levi, Levi argues, and he says, no, there are shlosha beit adeshanim, but not the way you define them. I mean, I agree with you mostly. And that is, the Beit HaDesh and HaGadol, Be'azorah, we're agreed that Sham Sorfim Psulei Kodshei Kadashim, yes. Emurim Kachim Kalim, yes. Purim HaNisrafim Ve'Yisirim HaNisrafim She'ira Be'em Psul, but here I disagree with you. Because I say, I certainly agree with you if it was Ira Bo Psul Kodem Zrika. But, what's the difference if it's Kodem Zrika or Lachar Zrika? If it's not going to be burnt in the Beit HaDesh, Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos, why take it out of the Azorah? It was never really ready. There was a second Beit HaDesh in the Har HaBayit. Now, over there, what would happen? If I already had removed the Purim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim, and now they were, a psul happens as I'm taking them out. So they were already Yotze from the Azorah. Now my question is, okay, what do I do now? I burn them there. I'm certainly going to take them into the Azorah to burn them. But neither am I going to take them to the Beit HaDesh because they're not kosher and they're not meant to be burnt to the Beit HaDesh. And therefore, they're burnt in that secondary one in the Har HaBayit, which I agree with you existed, but that was its sole purpose. And then, kemitzvatan, here we're agreed again. Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. So the only points that we differ about is the question of li'achar zrika. Ira b'psul li'achar zrika before the yitziyah. That's what we're arguing about. Okay. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. My question is this. About the question of lina. Now, what is lina all about? I mean, lina is a psul in something that can't be spoiled. It can't be spoiled because either I'm going to eat it, as the kohen, or the mizbeach is going to eat it. But, I mean, would it really make a difference to be lan your calfskin wallet? Yeah. I mean, lina has no meaning when it comes to or. So, I mean, my question is, would lina have meaning for something that's going to be burned?
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to put it onto a fire and burn it. It's not a question of eating it. It's not a question of achilat habizbeah. It's not a question of achilat adam.
Because it's possible you're burning it.
No, no, it's not possible. I want to know whether it became possible. That's my question. Will it be Nivso Belina? So Lina Maushe To'il Beporim and Israfim Bebesirim and Israfim. Look, I mean, you could certainly say Kimahanya Lina Bebasar, which is a barachila, right? But these things are lav b'nei achila Nina. So maybe not. Or Dilma Loshna. Omar Rava, you know, Abaya had the same issue. And I brought him a raya from the following. Pashtino le miha. It says, v'shavim, she'im chishev ba'achilat parim u'besreifatam shlo asaklun. Now, look, I mean, there's a lot of different issues that are involved here. We could talk about Lina, we could talk about Yotze, we could talk about Pigel, and we're going to talk about them all separately. It says over here that everybody would agree that a machshava, when it comes to the eating the parim, or being serev the parim, that certainly that is a meaningless issue. So even though we had before the question of whether there's a din of pigel on the chataot apnimiot, or whether, as Rabbi Shimon says, no, the whole din of pigel was only said on things similar to shlomi, which are brought b'chutz. Everybody agrees that there's certainly no such thing as pigel on something that's meant to be brought outside of the Beis HaMikdash. The Purim ben Yisrafim, the Sirim ben Yisrafim, what's your machsheves pigel going to be over there? I am going to burn this at the wrong time. That's not considered to be a machsheves pigel because burning is not hakrava. I'm going to eat this at the wrong time. That's not roi lachila. Remember that pigel only works if it's something that is meant to be eaten. So the Purim and Yisrafim, therefore, out of range when it comes to a machsheves sreifa or machsheves achila. There's no then a pigel.
Now, sreifa, does it have a time limit? Or
doesn't matter. There's no din of pigel other than on achilata adam or achilata mizbeach, not sreifa.
Right,
of course, but that's the question: whether does it become nifsal or not? So therefore, I figure. I mean, remember that we always call pigel virtual lina, right? I basically have in mind to do a lina when I'm saying to do something kutzuzman. So, I mean, I would assume that if it says that everybody agrees, then in the same way that virtual lina doesn't help, neither would actual lina help. I mean, mirak shavalo pasla. So too does the lina lo pasla, right? Says the Gemara, no. Because in this case, it's not that the virtual lina doesn't work because lina doesn't work. It's because sreifa is not a machsheves pigel. That's the point. And eating something that's not roi lachila is not a machsheves pigel. But what does that have to do about whether it would be lina or not? Normally, you would be right in determining where the mechitza of the zman is. Yes, there the virtual lina has to be the full equivalent of the real lina, right? But over here, that's not what we're arguing about. But we're not arguing about the mechitzat hazman, or the mechitzat the space. We're arguing about what items are included in the machshava. What does that have to do with the virtuality being the same as the actuality? So, no relevance, sorry.
Wouldn't it condense the same thing though anyway?
No, because the only element that they have that is similar, that would be like saying, wouldn't it come down to the same thing anyway, if there should be a machsheves pigel that I should pick up this meat, chutz l'zman.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there should be no such thing as an actual lina because you couldn't eat you could, if you eat it, it's anyways not royal achila.
But who says that lina is defined by royal achila? That's the point. Uh-huh. So the machsheves pigel, in order to become part of virtual lina, only works on certain acts. That's what I'm saying. So what you're saying would be the equivalent. I will pick up the meat. I mean, but picking up the meat is not a matter of a spiegel. So, but I thought about doing it tomorrow, so that's like saying, I'll leave it till tomorrow. There's no virtual lina, but just the machshava, I'll leave it. I mean, although there was one sheet like this, but machshava sinua. But we're talking about a machshava spiegel, not a machshava sinua. So therefore, dima machshava would lo pasla, but lina itself would be posa. Tashma. Okay, so let's bring Raya from here. Parima nisrafim, sirima nisrafim. The Mishnah says that you're mayoin it from the time that it was hukdash. Once you shechted it, so now it becomes, like everything else, kadosh b'kedushat haguf. And if the meat is touched by Tvoyoma, Chazer Kippurim, it's pasul, and it's pasul b'lina. Ha! Now, what does that mean? It must mean the lina of the basar, and from here you see clear that lina is moral. Oh, well, how do you know it means that? Maybe it means lina of the emurim that have to be put on the mizbeach. Things have to be put on the mizbeach. Obviously, and if so, lina, that was never my question. Ah, but no, we're not referring to the emurim. Because read on, my friend. Amiriktani seifa, kulan ba'alin behem bebeit hadeshen, arche yutak habasar. You see that word? So that means you continue to be moel until it's nasek mitzvato. When is it nasek mitzvato? When the meat has already been burned. So, boser, you see? We're not talking about emurim. So, I'm going to say for boser, I mean, if the end of the mission is talking about boser, isn't the beginning talking about boser? Oh, yeah, right. That's really brilliant, Ryan. Midi, iria. But this proves something about what it's talking about. The Seifa obviously is talking about Basar because that's the final stage. The Reish is talking about whatever it's talking about. I don't know whether it's talking about Basar or it's talking about Emurim. So I'm telling you, how do you know it's not talking about Emurim? That's no Raya. The Reish could be talking about Emurim. Okay, let's bring a Raya from what we just said here. Tashma, the Tani Levi, that if the Parman Yisrafim and Sirman Yisrafim are being taken out, and in the period during which they're taken out, a psul happens to them. They are then burned in the Bokum, in the Harabai. They're not brought back into the Azura, and they're not taken out to the Beit HaDesh. And that's what you said. Now, when it says, Yerabem psul, what does that mean? My love, the psul of Lina. Why? No, psul tumor, maybe. Maybe psul yotzi. No, man. Forget it. How do you know that that's what it's referring to? I mean, that's, of course, when we're saying psul yotze, it would have to mean that they were yotze before Zrikastan. After Zrikastan, they're meant to be yotze, which leads into the next question. Will yotze be passeling something that's meant to be taken out anyway, which is where we're headed, but we'll get there.
So we don't know.
And therefore, we have no raya from here at all. Hmm. Now, that leads to the next question. By Rebbe Lezer. What about a psul yotze? Now that you bring it up, would there be such a thing as a psul yotze on Purim and Nisrafim and Asirim and Nisrafim? Well, what's he asking? My Kami Baile. Omer of Yirma Bar Abba, look, what he's interested in is Ki Kami Baile. Aliba de Mandi Omer, Adayin Lo Yigiyas Manalat Seif. Remember that Reish Lakish said earlier that even where we're talking about the Kachim Kalim, which in the end the Basar of Kachim Kalim is going to be Yotze, right? And nonetheless, said Reish Lakish, oh, that's all very nice about in the end, but if it was Yotze before Zrikas Damim, since Adayin Lo Yigiyah Zmano Latzeit, it's going to be possible be Yotze. And you don't say Sofam Latzeit. My question is, does that apply here too? Me amrin an animilik basar. Look, basar kachim kalim doesn't have to be taken out of the azara. You can eat it in the azara. It can be taken out of the azara. So over there, the fact that it can is not as definitive as the case over here where the parah nisrafim must be taken out of the azara. Does it make sense to talk about a psul yotze where the entire mitzvah of the zrika that I'm doing now is in order only to be yotze? Mm-hmm. Or do I say that over there, everybody would certainly agree, we would say that a thing which is defined as only being outside, and that's its entire mitzvah, can't possibly be nifsal b'yotze, even if I took it out before I did this read. That's my question. So, since over here, but Hanimi libosod ain't so full at seit as a chovah, but over here, the parah nisrafim, sirah nisrafim, which are sofam latzeit chova, maybe they're not. Odilma, or do we say that same svara? Hachinami, it's still lo yigiyah zman latzeit. Bottom line is, you weren't ready to be motzi because you haven't done this rika. Ah, so I can bring you the same raya. And of course, all we'll do is we'll invert it. The same raya is the Tani Levi. Ira bo psul b'yitziyot, if something happens to permanent Zerafim as they're being taken out, what would that psul be? Undoubtedly, the psul of Yotzei, where we were taking it out before the Zrika, and it comes to tell me, don't bring them back into the Azorah, burn them here. But that means that there is a psul Yotzei. Maybe not. Maybe it's a psul of Tuma, or maybe even a psul Lina. I mean, a psul Lina. No, but maybe it's a psul Yotzei. So I don't know. I don't have enough information. Says Rabbi Yeshua, that means that they're interdependent. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, that's not what it means at all. Look at the end of the pasuk. V'dam zivachecha yishafech, no matter what. Im kein ma tamundo mar v'yasito lotecha basar v'adam, lo mar lacha ma dam bezrika, basar bezrika, from where we learn alamarata rebach yesh pein kevesh v'mizbeyat. Now, is this the same machlokas? In other words, leima man yomar wurtza holds like Rebbe Eliezer. That is Rebbe. Man yomar lo wurtza is Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon, holds a libet of Yeshua, and he says he ain't basar, ain't done. He can't be maratza on the or. So Alibi Rabbi Eliezer, there's no way that, I mean, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon can't dream to work out like Rabbi Eliezer. Kuli amalo pligi. Ki pligi Alibi Rabbi Yeshua. Mandi amal lo hurtzak Rabbi Yeshua. Mandi amal hurtzak amalacha. No, Rabbi Yeshua and I are talking about two completely different issues. I mean, I can't look on Rabbi Yeshua hatam, says Rabbi. Ela bebasar the lekap seder lekohanim. So the Torah says to the owner, go bring another carbon. But if you're talking about where you did the zrika, now the issue is let's throw out the or. Why should we throw out the or? Over there, ikap seder lekohanim, b'afilu Rabbi Yeshua would be beida. No different than any case of b'diavad. That's not nitma basar or nivsal or yotzchutz kalayim. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Yisroel, because it's maratza even on the or by itself. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, he named Basara, ain't done. But I mean, murder Rabbi Yeshua, he's a rock word, so that's fine. Omer Rabbi Chanina Skanakoni, I never saw such a thing. What do you mean, never saw such a thing? What about the Parabat Israf, Sibat Israf, or Yom Kippur? I don't mean I never saw such a thing, Lemitzvatan, look, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I never saw a psul. Never saw a psul. I mean, what? Kaidem Hefshet and Kaidem Zrika, where we would take the whole animal to burn. You never saw. I mean, I never saw the or alone I'm talking about. You never saw a case, Aika Acher Hefshet V'Kedem Zrika, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the dam will not be Maratz and or B'Fnei Atzmo, so we'd have to throw the or out. Well, I guess Rabbi Chanina is telling us that he holds that grip. Or, you know what, it could just be a question of logistics. Maybe Ozek Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. But remember that even Rebbe was made that the case wouldn't happen, because Ein Ef should cut him Zrika. So Mamela, it's unimportant. He never saw it because who would do such a thing? Yeah, but certainly there were cases where it was Nimtza Trefa B'nei Me'ayim, which you would only notice way afterwards, then you'd have to take the or after it was Ufshat, because now it was retroactively Nimtza. That's the point. Kasaba Nimtze Strefa Bibne Meyaim would be Maratza anyway. Tekanami Diktani Umber Biakiva, you see? Midwarav La Madnu, Shahamafshita Tabakhorva Nimtza Trefa, Sheya Utu Akoanim Baoro, Shmamino. So then Rabbi Akiva wasn't saying anything. So then Michael Bashu Rabbi Akiva. No, he's telling me specifically about the Bakhor. And what's unique about the Bakhor? That we have exactly this problem, Bigvulin. A kamashman, afilu bigvulin, where normally you'd have to bury the whole animal if you did the hefshet, only afterwards discovered it with a treifa, the kohanim could keep that or. Rebbe Chiya bar Rava, Rebbe Yochanan, that's how we paskin. And just remember that af Rebbe Akiva lo amar ala kishi tiro mumche, avaloi tiro mumche lo. Lamaisa, we paskin like the chachomim who said, ein lo ra'inu ra'aya. And therefore, it may well be that there were cases. Now, there's a question whether that means neged Rabbi Akiva or the Rabbanan in the first part of the Mishnah. Uh-huh. And that's the question, whether we're gerish pasuk tvorav or b'sreifa or not. And Rashi doesn't like the final girsa, And the way he takes it out, and he says the psak of the year is that we're talking about the Rebbe Chanina who was talking legabi the din of kachi kachi, not necessarily this halacha by Bechor. Porim an Israfimus, Yirim an Israfim. Bezman shen Israfim kim mitzvatan, Israfim bebet hadesh, umetamim begadim. Ve'im einan Israfim kim mitzvatan, Israfim bebet habira, ve'inan metamim begadim. Hayu sovlim otan bemotot, yatsu arishanim chutz lechamot azara v'achronim lo yatsu, arishanim metamim begadim v'achronim metamim, ad sheyetsu. Yotzu elo ve'elo, they're both metame begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ino metamin, at she yutza ta'ur berubo, and therefore has nothing to do with Yitzia. Once it's nitach ha-basar, it's nasa mitzvato, and anybody who joins at this point is not going to be metame begadim. When you say bebet habira, what is that? Omer Rabba Bar Bachonim Rabbi Yochanan, it's a specific mokum, which is the burning place, an arabayit. So Malkam Yeshbarabai the Bira Shwar Shlaka Shomer Kolabayat Kulo Koroi Bira. Shinemar David was Mispalal. Let Shlomo Beni build the Bira Asher Hachinoti. Omer Nachman Omer Rabba Baravu Ashlosha but Beit Hadeshanim in. So it's not Betei Deshanim, Betei Deshan, Beit HaKnesset, Betei Knesiyot. Beit Knesiyot? Betei Deshanim? Shlosha Beit HaDeshanim. All right, so this is a term, Beit HaDeshanim. And they were the Beit HaDeshan Agadol, Mazara, Shisham Zerafim, Psuli, Kachi, Kachi, Buru, Kachi, Kalim, and Poraman Yisrafim, Sirman Yisrafim, Shiram, Bam, Psul, Kredim, Zrika, therefore, were never meant to be taken out. Then there was a Beit HaDeshan Acher, the Harabayit, Shisham Zerafim, Poraman Yisrafim, Sirman Yisrafim, Shiram, Psul, Acher, Zrika, which are meant to be taken out. And then there's the third Beit HaDeshan where everything is being done to mitzvatan. That's Chutz L'Sholosh Machanos. Tony Levi, yeah, there may be Shlosha Beit HaDeshanim, but there's one thing where you're off. The Beit HaDeshan HaGadol HaYabazara, where Sham Sarvut Tzirikachi Kachim, Emurim Kachim Kalim, Parman Yisrafim, Siman Yisrafim, but it really doesn't matter when the Psul happened. If they're in the Azara, they're not taken out of the Azara. And therefore, Ira ben Psul ben Kedim Zrika ben Lachas Zrika, that's where you burn them. There's a Beit HaDesh in Akron, Arabayit, where over there you're Soreth, Paraman Yisrafim, Siriman Yisrafim, Shira ben Psul, Biyetziatan, and then Kemitzvatan, it's what Shalosh Machanais, and we're agreed about everything except if a Psul was Ira ben Akron Zrika. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, Lina, Mao Sheto Ilbe Pariman Yisrafim, Uv si iriman israfim. Mi aminen ki ma'anya lina bebasar de bar achila, aval hani velav b'nei achila ninu lo. Odim aloshna. Omar rabba amilte boiloi la abai, and I brought him what I thought was a great raya from the following. Shovim shim chishev achilat parim ubisrei fatam. Both Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no din of pigo in a katot apnimiot, and the rabbanon say there is, agree that there's no din of pigo on paraman israfim. Because there can't be a makshev as achila on something not royal achila. And there can't be a makshev as akrova on something that you're burning. So my lab in a makshev al apostle, lina nami al apostle. Why? Do a makshev al apostle because you don't have the object. Avalina apostle. Toshma, paraman israfim, siraman israfim, oalim ba mishu gdeshu. Usiriman israfim, and rather nishkatu, hukshuli, pasabat fam, chosikipurim. Ubalina, ha! But my love, Linat Basar. Who's to say? Maybe means a lot, Emorim. But Miriktoni Sefer, Kolomolim, Bebet Adeshan, Achitaka Basar, 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 Basar. Miriktoni Sefer, Basar isn't the Resh also Basar? Yeah, boy, that's so close. Miriktoni Sefer, Basar, Resh Emorim. Tashma, the Tani Levi, Irabem, Sobitsiata. Now, what kind of Psul do you think we're talking about? Undoubtedly, Lina. No. Maybe Psul Tuma, maybe Psul Yotze. Ah, so you would say, aha, boy, Rebbe Eliezer, Yitzia, Maushe Toriel, Bepar, Mitzrafim, Sirin, Mitzrafim. What's the question? Amri, Birmi, Baraba, look, I'll come by late. Alibin, Amand, Yomar, Adain, Loyez, Manalat, Seit. But that's in terms of Basar of Kachim Kali. So, me, Amrin, and Anamile, Basar, where it's not really so from, let's say, Chova, it's just it could be Yotze. But Hane, of the Parmen, Sirin, Mitzrafim, Sirin, Mitzrafim, let's say, Chova, So maybe there, I mean, the only place it's meant to be is outside. Oh, Dilma, look, bottom line is that right now, let's see. Ah, Tashmad, Tani Levi, those Parman Yisravim, Shiraba Psul, B'Yitziyato, now that must be a Psul of Yitziyato. Namely, it was Yotze before Zerika. Maybe Mizapsul Tuma. Maybe Mizapsul Lina.
The following is the doubt from the previous half yearly cycle.
Okay, so we're holding today on Daf. Actually, on Daf Kuftalad Amid Aleph. But let's just review briefly. We ended up yesterday with what appeared to be a contradiction between the Reish of the Mishnah and the Seif of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah said that the psul of the relationship of the psul of the or to the basar was unrelated to whether the or was attached to the basar or wasn't attached to the basar. It was a simple criterion, which is if the basar had a shas heter to the mizbeah, then the mizbeach was zerka to the basar, the kenim was zerka to the or. The second part of the Mishnah, which was what we read last night, is that actually it all depends on whether the psul takes place before the hefshet to the or, or it takes place after the hefshet to the or. So we wanted eventually to say that the two mishnayos are actually dependent on two shitas, the shita of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who holds that dam is never maratza just for the or alone, and Rebbe, who holds that the status of the or is always defined by its connection to the basar. The basar is this, so when the or is on it, then the or is possible. It doesn't matter when, even if the mizbeach was there. And if the or is no longer attached to the basar, then the zrika can be matir the or all on itself, even though the zrika wasn't matir the basar. Okay, so we had two explanations last night of how we could make the Mishnah work out, either according to the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, or according to the sheet of Rebbe, because we didn't want to have the Mishnah be a contradiction and the ratio of going to one time and the Sefer going to another time. But meanwhile, of course, we've piqued our interest over here. What is this machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that we referred to last night briefly? So says the Gemara today, my Rebbe and my Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. What shitas exactly were you referring to? Top of Kuftalad Amid Aleph, the end of the second line. The time. Rebbe Omer Hadam Meratzeh Ha'or Bifnei Atzmo. Rebbe says, look, first of all, there's no such thing as the dam only being Meratzeh on the Or when it's attached to the Basar. On the contrary, the Or basically has two phases. When it's attached to the Basar, any psul of the Basar will pass on the Or. Even if that, the psul, even if it takes long, even if the psul happens after Zrika. But when the or is not attached to the basar, so then a zrika will be a kosher zrika for the or, even if it isn't a kosher zrika for the basar. So the adam ratza or b'fnei atzmo, and in the event that it has not been hufshat, kishu ima basar, on the other hand, take it to the other extreme, when the or is connected to the basar before hefshet, then whatever the status of the basar is, that's the status of the or. Nerad b'psul, something happens to that basar, so it doesn't matter anymore that the fact that it was mutter at one point. Bein kodem zrika, bein liyakas zrika, hariyoki yotzebo. The or is simply seen as an adjunct to the basar. Very, very different than the way that we originally thought when we read the first mission. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein hadam ratzeh al ha'or b'fnei atzmo. First of all, there's no such thing as dam being meratzeh just on or. Dam can only be meratzeh on basar. If it's meratzeh on the basar, then the or becomes mutter. Kishu hu ima basar, when, as long as the or and the basar are connected, then it's defined basically by a shas heter, like the Mishnah said initially. Nolad b'psul kodem zrika. So if something happens before the zrika to passel it, so then the mizbeach was never open the basar, so then the or also isn't given to the kodem.
and the Reyu Kiyotzibo. Then it becomes the same as the Basar. However, Achar Zrika, once there was a Zrika, so then even if there was just a few moments in which the Basar was right for the Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach was Zrika in that Basar, I don't care what happens afterwards. Yavshiteno, you can then take off the Or, even if the Basar becomes Nifsal through some other reason. The Oro, Lakoanim, they actually represent very polarized, I mean, it's almost exact opposites in terms of the sheet. Now, it sounds a little as if the machlokas over here, at least in part, between the Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, is dependent on the famous machlokas about whether dam can be merata when there's no kosher basar. Because, I mean, that's a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua. So, lema Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, b'miflagei. Is this basically the really just another form of the famous machlokas, the Tanya? V'yasita lotecha habasar v'hadam. We darshan, the Torah seems to put together basar and dam. For what purpose is it say it that this way? Well, what's wrong with saying yasita lotecha? I mean, obviously, whatever the din of the early is, I mean, that's what I have to do. So, Rabbi Yoshua says that the Torah is coming to tell me that indeed dam and basar are linked. And imein dam, imein basar, but also imein basar, imein dam. The point that the Torah is making over here is that if you don't have any basar for the dam to work on, then you don't have any zirkus of dam at all. We don't say, well, who cares if there's going to be basar? I mean, in fact, there's a guy who's bringing a carbon where the dam is kosher. So fine, so the basar was yosei, whatever, I mean, but the bottom line is, why shouldn't I be matir the carbon by doing a zrika? And then this guy's got a kosher carbon. This is terrible. We won't do the zrika. He's got to bring the whole carbon again. I mean, no. Comes along the Torah and says, if you don't have a chance of being matir basar, don't be zarek the dam. Okay? So the guy's going to be mafsid. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer Omer, dam, hapa bishem basar. What? The Torah says a different pasuk. Dam is vachecha yishapech in this context, which is to be yishapech even. This is a rebuy. Just yishapech, okay? So if you can be matir the karma, what's the difference whether you have basar? So you'll do your zrika, and I mean, certainly not throwing the dam to death for nothing. That's the ikar reason, ikar kapor. You don't have something to be matir, so you don't have something to be matir. And what's the difference? And therefore, the Torah is marva. So then, what's the point of saying v'asito lotecha basar v'adam? That's something else. That teaches me a very curious thing, that we know that dam has to be done bezrika, madam bezrika, avasar bezrika. Now, what it's coming to tell me is, clearly I have to be zerik adam, because the Torah says so. On the other hand, when it comes to the basar, I mean, I assume I walk up very calmly and set the basar down on top of the Mizbeach. Kamash blano, that you are meant to be zorek the basar in the same way that you're zorek the dam, which teaches us something about the nature of the construction, actually, of the Mizbeach. And this tells us that halamadata shirevach yesh bein kevesh v'mizbeach. You have to leave a little bit of space so that you can be zorek, so to speak, from the avir. We don't have a solid surface from the Kevesh and the Mizbeah, and you could throw over the empty space, just like dam is thrown over empty space in order to get the Mizbeah. That's the point. Nothing to do with the relationship of the kashrus of the dam and the basar. Now, it would seem to be that lema mandi amar hurtsa to Rebbe Eliezer. So what's Rebbe Eliezer saying over here? He's saying the same thing, l'chora. In other words, if you're telling me that as Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon says, that the dam can certainly be merata, so like Rebbe says, that the dam can certainly be merata on the or, as long as it's not connected with the basar, it's not tough out to the basar. So then he's saying, Apa Pisha Ein Basar Yesh Dam, right? I mean, seems to be what he's saying. So if you hold that it's Hurtza, He's saying, like Rebbe Eliezer said, that namely, dam apapisha eifan dam. What do you need baser for the dam? Deserik the dam. There's plenty of reasons to deserik the dam and the maksher korban. And in this case, you're even going to be matir the or to kohanim. So why, just because there's no baser? The baser, that was a different issue. That was to tell me that there is rika baser. Well, what does that have to do with it? Mashain came. The other man, the armor holds, lowurtsa, he says, nope, you can't be maratza. And it's Rebbe Elazar of Krimi. You can't be maratza on the or. So then he must hold like Rebbe Yoshua, since there's no baser. The baser is nifsal. There's no such thing as doing his rika just for the or. And it seems to be the same hypothesis, at least in this point. Says the Gemara, no. I'll leave out the Rebbe Elazar Krimi. I'm a little pleading because there's no question over here. If you hold Lamaisa of Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you can have dam even though there is no baser, then there's nothing to discuss. I mean, of course, when Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon was saying that it's not going to be maratza, I mean, that can't possibly not be a machlokas. I mean, he certainly would agree that Rebbe Eliezer would say that's nonsense. Why shouldn't I do this rika? Of course he wasn't talking Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer. Now, according to Rebbe Eliezer, he's supposed to be Zarek the Dam. It has nothing to do with whether it's Basar. It has nothing to do with whether it's Or either. I mean, it's time you Zarek the Dam because you want to be mocked for the karma. So, certainly, there's absolutely no excuse for my Shita, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that I should say that the Or should be thrown out, should be burned. I mean, why shouldn't I be Zarek the Dam Lechatchila and everything is fine? I'm only having this discussion with Rebbe, the machlokas between Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, and Rebbe, is ki pligi aliba de Rebbe Yoshua. Only machlokas over here is in Rebbe Yoshua. Now you would say, man yomer lo hurtza. I mean, if you say you can't be maratza, so, okay, it sounds on the surface that he's saying, no, okay, so since we're talking aliba de Rebbe Yoshua, obviously Rebbe Yoshua in this case would say, there's no baser, there's no dam. That's what he says. It ain't baser, ain't dam. So why would he say any differently here? The baser's bustle. I can't do baser at the dam, just on the or. Isn't that what he says? Whereas Rebbe says, no. Excuse me. Where did he say, Rebbe Yoshua, that you're not zer at the dam, it ain't baser, ain't dam? He said that in a case where the only issue was whether we're going to be makshir a korban. So he said, look, in order to be makshir a korban, and to say that he was yotzei, his chiyuv, am I not going to be zarek the dam? The Torah says, bus of a dam are linked. And over here, why should we do it? You say, well, okay, but I mean, at least the kosher carbon. No, he said, let him bring another carbon. What do I care? I mean, let him bring a carbon, and Hegdish will get whatever they need from it. They'll be perfectly happy. Now the Mizbeach will be more supplied with Basa. Why should we let the guy get off easy? But in a case, over there, there's Lekep Segel Lekoin, and there's no loss. But in a case where you do have Or, if you do have Or, the other case, in the other, normally you don't have Or. It's only by the Yoyla that we have this issue going on. We have the separation here of the Or and the Basar. If you don't have a separation of the Or and the Basar, okay, so then anyway, my sheet is the result's always an Ipsa. But here we've got a case where you had basically an animal that is perfectly kosher. There's just a problem over here, the meat became tame or something, and we'll see what the cases are. Maybe it was Yotzei. But whatever the case is, Lechara, there's certainly a schus to the Kohanim in this Or. And if I'm going to say, well, don't be Zorik, then I'm going to be Matzah the Kohanim the Or. Now, why should I be Matzah the Kohanim the Or? I will argue, you could say to the Kohanim, I feel Rabbi Yeshua Maida. Because I don't misunderstand the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. You see, you might think that what Rabbi Yeshua mentioned, Basar and Dam, means that Zrika isn't Chal. In a case where there's nothing to be matir. That's definitely not true. Because he is made 100% that b'di'avad, if someone went ahead and was Zorik the Dam, and it turned out that there was nothing to be matir, that the Zrika was still 100% kosher and the Bailam was Yotzei, this inyan of the Bas and the Dam is a question of Hanhoga, it's not a question of whether the Dam is going to be Maratza or not. And Rabbi Yoshua is Maida that b'diavad, that certainly you were going to be Yotzi Yochiyev. It's not. Here it says, Nitma Basar. Let's say that the meat became tummy. Or it was Nifsal. Maybe Belina, we'll discuss later on with Ksulis. Or Shiyatza Chutz L'Kilayim, or maybe the Basar was Yotzi. So over there, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizrok, Rabbi Yoshua Omer Lo Yizrok, obviously, because he holds him a Basar and Dam. But, and here's the crucial point, Moda Rabbi Yoshua, Sheim Zarak Ritzah. Rabbi Yoshua nonetheless would be made that in a case where you did do this Rita, that it would be Maratza. So that shows that it's not an actual psul in the Dam, where there's no Basar. It's just a Hanahaga, whether one should be Zarek. Therefore, what I'm saying is that the recommendation not to be Zorik is only where there's not going to be a Hefzit to Kehani, and where the Bialim could simply rebring his carbon. But if it's going to be Hefzit to Kehani, they are legitimate owners of the Or at this point. Now, you're going to say that we should not do the Zorik and be Machi the Or from that? That we wouldn't say.
The Hefzit to Kehani is more important than is not having to bring another carbon.
I'm going to bring another carbon. I mean, it's from Hegdish's point of view, our daiga is for Hegdish, not for the guy who's paying for this. But the zechus of the Kayanim and the Yor is to say that directly for our people. Yeah, but not where it's Nagea, the proper Hanukkah for the carbon up front. So don't use materials that will be wasted. That's certainly not the case over here.
Can you possibly look at it that the ore is totally separate from the meat and shouldn't need anything?
No. Fine. Amri b'chaninas ganakon. So b'chaninas ganakon said, well, I never heard of such a thing. And I never saw ever ore being taken out to burn. Now, what is that supposed to mean? That's crazy. I mean, there's supposed to be things that you take out. He never saw Purim on Nisrofim. He never saw Seir on Nisrofim. It never happened that there should be an actual chiyuv to take out the butter with the or to burn. He's certainly not trying to argue on the pasuk. Pasuk says to take it out to burn. No. I mean, it's vatsa lo kamrina, but he wasn't saying I never saw something that the chiyuv was to burn it, not to buy. What he was saying is that I never saw a case where something was nifsal, where they would take out the or. Well, why not? What about kodem hefshet, the kodem zrika? I mean, everybody's moda in a case where I wasn't mafshit the or from the basar, and the psul takes place before the zrika. Everybody agreed. Rabbi agreed. Reb Shimon agreed that in that case you certainly do the burning of the or. So what's he trying to say? Well, the Chanim, I disagree with everybody. I hold that there's no din of Sreifa b'chlal. Obviously, that's not what he means. No. He wasn't referring to that either. What he meant was halutz. I never saw a skin. Not skin on the basar. I saw skin on the basar many times. Maybe in any case where it was done to mitzvah, or in any case where the psul was before Zerik and Apshat. So, but to see a skin being taken out on its own to do a sreifa, that I never saw. Well, I mean, what do you mean? What about in a case where you did the hefshet before the zrika, and then it became nifsal? So, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, he holds ein hadam rasel or b'fnei atzmo. In that case, it would be nifsal. Oh, but that's the point, maybe. You know, Rabbi Chanina is saying, I never heard of such a thing. In other words, he holds like Rebbe. And according to Rebbe, Dam is Maratza or b'fnei atzmo, and therefore, where would we ever see or that was hufshat already that would be taken out to the Beit HaTzreifa? And that's what he was saying. Or you know what? He was saying, if you took me to Rebbe Shimon, I mean, you know, it doesn't really matter all that much. I don't say tukma, I mean, even if he holds. But the point is that Meida Rebbe, Shein Hefshet Kedem Zrika. We said yesterday, the case may be a theoretical case, in which it's true that if I did Hefshet before Zrika, and then it became Nifsal, so then maybe, and according to Rebbe Shimon, maybe you're right. You wouldn't be to do this reek on the orbit of the Neatzvah. But the point is, it doesn't happen. So, I mean, the Rebbe's made it that I don't have to discuss the case. But where would you get a case where you're going to be mopped at the orbit for Zrika? You do the Shrita, the Dom is collected immediately, you do the Zrika, and then you go around to do the Hatchet. And therefore, why should he have seen such a thing? That's all he's saying. Neolam lo ra'isi. Because that particular case, Rebbe is made, I mean, yeah, it's a theoretical possibility. But it doesn't happen. It has nothing to do with really the Machlokas, where blood's Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe here. Well, but what about a case where, I mean, it's perfectly legitimate. Let's say you did the Zrika Bekashas, and you went ahead and you did the Hefshet. And then 2 hours later, when they were examining the Bnei Me'ayin to see whether there was any Tzul in the Bnei Me'ayin, they realized that the animal was a Trefa, traced it back with the barcode. They said, this or has this, matches this barcode, and it turned out actually that the Zrika was possible. Now I know ex post facto that the Zrika was possible because it was a Trefa. I mean, that could certainly happen. It's not going to happen. It still happens to the Zrika after Hefshet normally, but over here I find out that, little did I know, that it was actually Nivtzel Mechatchila. I mean, that it's not rare to find Trefas in an animal, and if you do find those Trefas, you'll usually actually find it only after the Hefshet, because when are you going to get around to doing the B'dika Seivorim if you haven't done the Hefshet yet? I mean, that's the Hefshet in any two Akra. Hefshet's the first thing you're going to do. But after the Hefshet, you notice that there's a Psu. And then you got a problem. So how could Rabbi Chanina's Kanakoanim say, I never saw Or going out? I mean, this is something that must happen pretty often, actually, when you think about it. So why is it that there would be, he's arguing, so he can use his trait with the name AI. Oh, that's indeed the point. Huh. That Kasava Nims has trafe of the Neneayim Murata. The point that Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim actually is saying is that where it wasn't noticeable that there was a psul, whether whatever it is, according to Rebbe, it means psul before Hefshet. According to Rebbe Lazar, it would be talking about, as we do before Zrika over here. So in that case, the din would be that the or would be kosher, and we'd burn the rest. The basar would be burnt. Because having already legitimately done the hatchet with what appeared to be a kosher zrika, then it's okay. That's the point that Rebbe Chanina's Kanakonim is making. And you know what? Now I understand the continuation of the Mishnah, Deikanami. What does Rabbi Akiva say? The next piece of the Mishnah. Diktani, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Akiva, Midvarav Lamadu. You know what we can derive from what Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim said? We can derive that somebody who's doing a Hefshet, went ahead and he did a Hefshet on a Bechor. And now he finds it's a trait. This teaches me that doesn't matter, because since the time that he did the Zrika before he did the Hefshet, nobody knew that anything was wrong with it. I found a trait of the Mayim. This shows that the Kohanim have a right to use that or Shmamina. Clearly, that indeed was the point that Rav Chanina's Kanakonim was making. Oh, come on, just the opposite. I mean, if it's the point that Rav Chanina's Kanakonim is making, why do I need Rabbi Akiva to make the point? What do you say? Mitzvarav l'madon. So we can derive from what he said. And that's the whole point of what he said. You just said that. You said, well, what could possibly be the case that Rabbi Chanina's Kanakonim meant to tell us? And you said, well, that's the point. He's telling us that if there was a trapus, there wasn't nikkur before, that the Zrika helps now for the R, right? That's what you said. So I need Rabbi Akiva now to tell me the Pshat in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is becoming the Kahati. I mean, I don't understand. What do I need Rabbi Akiva? So my command from Rabbi Akiva. You missed all point. Rabbi Akiva is telling us a fantastic Kiddush. Rabbi Akiva is talking about not a Bechor that's being brought in the Beis HaMikdash. He's talking about a Bechor Begvulin, meaning a Bechor that's about Mum. And now we find out that this Baal Mum, we did the Shechita, and the only thing that you're allowed to do with a Bechor that's a Baal Mum is you're allowed to eat it with this Shechita. Yeah? But suppose something would happen to this Baal Mum, it would die and become an Avela before you did the Shechita. Over there, you have to bury the whole thing together with the Or. And there's no din that the Kohanim have a right, l'shiyautu l'oro. Comes along, Rabbi Akiva, to say that if there was the Shechita of a Treva, and at the time of the Shechita, there was no understanding or no way to know that this animal actually had been a treifa, and I went ahead and I did now the hefshet, that is the equivalent in the gvulin, the shechita that was near a ki'ilu, was a shechita the heter, is the equivalent in the gvulin of a zarika that's near, it's a zarika the heter in the Beis HaMikdash, and that is a tremendous chiddush. Because, I mean, the point that Rabbi Akiva is making is that as long as the act that usually leads to the correct and appropriate hafshata sa'ara and its use, as long as that's done in the correct circumstances, even though subsequently it turns out that, hey, well, I mean, if you would have known it was a treifa, you wouldn't have done this rika. If you know it was a shechita, you wouldn't have done the shechita. That doesn't matter, you see. Because as long as it was done correctly, upon the best information at the time, so I have a right now to continue to act with it as if I had a right to do it in the first place. And that's what he's saying. That's Gafilu Bigvulin and Omer Kriya Barava and Rabbi Yochanan, Halakak Rabbi Akiva, although, let's make it very clear, that Af Rabbi Akiva, Lo Omer Alakishi Tiru Mumchen, even Rabbi Akiva is Moda, that we don't say, in this case, that, it turned out to be a treifa, so there's really no, I mean, that doesn't matter whether we went through the process of getting the heter on the Bechor to make us remember we made a takana that we are never allowed to do a shechita of a Bechor, the Gvulin, unless we have a certification of a mumcha that this was examined and it came before me and we discovered that it was correctly, it was a Baal Mum, and we know that the guy himself didn't make the Mum, and so on, right? So it has to be a certificate that says that it's kosher. Now you might say, okay, but what do we need a certificate over here? I mean, any rabbi can see that it's got a it doesn't have to be a Mumcha in Mumin to see that there's a trapus in the Bnei Me'ayim, so isn't that as good as a Mum? No! Because the original Shechita had to have been done with a certification. And even though I now know, well, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. That's not the point. So Rabbi Akiva is Moda, because the whole idea over here is that at the time that I did the Shechita, I had a right to do that Shechita, which means that I had to have the Rebbe Mumcha on it to do that Shechita. And now I know that, okay, it didn't help, but that's not the point. I did it correctly at the time. But lo itiru mumcha, lo.
What sort of Mum horrifies for Shechita? He breaks a leg or...
Oh, you're gonna have your head full of mumin. Don't worry about it. We'll get to it. So therefore, in such a case, we don't have that problem.
Was the
Shechita
done
hanging,
or was it
done? Huh? Not our sugya. We'll get to the dinim of hefshet also. Different types of hefshet, cheaper, longer.
Money
doesn't
come
from them, does it? What's that?
There was money that would come from them.
Interesting.
A Bechor, the difference between a Bechor which was shechted in Gulin and a Bechor that was shechted in Yerushalayim.
A Bechor Baal Mum.
If it was a Baal Mum in Yerushalayim, it's the same thing.
Same thing. It's not like mice are shaming. The Hilchos Ketiv HaKachon. How do we pass from like a Chachamim, not like Rebbe Chanina's Kan HaKohanim? And in fact, as the Chachamim say, look, Ein lo reis diraya. I mean, you didn't see it, so you didn't see it. It's tough. But that's the din nonetheless. Now, the next case we have to discuss in terms of the way in which we handle, which is we've already gotten past in the Masechta, at the beginning of this parak, the way in which we do the Avodas and so on. We talk here about, okay, what's done after the Avodas are done, so therefore we talked about the Basar, those things that are Roy for Basar, the Or, those things that the Or is given to the Kohanim. How about the Parim HaNisrafim and the Zeirim HaNisrafim? So we have As we know, we have the Par Koin Mashiach, and we have the Par Helem Dabar, and we have the Par of Avodah Zorah, which is all of these things are Nisrofim. They're brought inside of the Hekaf, and they're taken out to burn afterwards. The Seirim on Nisrofim, we also have. We've already met them. We have the Seirim of Avodah Kohanim. Whenever we do that, then the mitzvah, of course, is that we don't eat it, we burn it. And b'zman she'en nisrafim k'mitzvatam, where we are doing it correctly, in other words, there was no psul. So over there, as it says in the Torah, we're going to see, we darshin kutz v'shosh machane, it's a special place in which we go out and we burn them, mikutz v'machane, and that's called the Beit HaDeshen. And over there, the Torah also gave special halachas that asareipotam yechabes begadav, so that he's metami begadim, in other words, is what it means. And there, metami begadim. But the din of tumas begadim is part of the din of the sreifa, which was done kimitzvasa. But if something happens to passel them, so over there, none of these special dinim apply. Imenam nisrafim kimitzvatam. If, however, something happened to passel them, then nisrafim beit habira, so then they would be burnt in the beit habira. Now we'll see what that means. But actually, we're going to discover that there's three separate places of sreifa. We have the nisraf kimitzvos and kutz v'sholech makamais. We have a mokum of sreifa in the anahar abayis, and then we have the mokum sreifa for kachim that were nitzlu in the azara. And there's a little machlokus coming up as to when we apply what. The inan metamim begadim, and in such a case, paradoxically, as I said, it's a mistake to think that the din of sreifas begadim is because you're dealing with something that's possible, just the opposite. Sreifas begadim is part of the chiddush of the Torah mipat hakidusha of these kvarim hanisrafim, siyam hanisrafim. Someone who's been asik in the aveda, burning them, his begadim becomes meim. Not because of the low level, because of the high level. Once it's nipsal, there's no din to misbegadim. The Torah was never mechadish to misbegadim. It's not an aveda. It's burning basically fossil meat. Why should your begadim become tameim? So then, einam metamim begadim. Now, the way in which the avoda was carried out when they did not become fossil, hayu sovelim oto b'motot, they would carry now the par or the sawyer with motot on their shoulders, and you have now the people in behind and the people in front, and they're going out of the doorway of the Beis HaMikdash in order to take it out to Chutz V'Sholosh Machaneis. Now the moment that HaRishonim Yatsu Chutz V'Chomat HaAzara, the Achronim as yet were still behind, and they were inside in the Azara, but Achronim Lo Yatsu. The din is that at that point already the Rishonim are Metamim Begadim, but the Achronim are not yet Metamim Begadim, Ach Yetzu. Yatzu, once now, Evo Ve'elo, when both come out, then they're Metamim Begadim. Well, but more is going to discuss this exactly. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, there's no din of Tumas Begadim Bechlal when you're carrying them. The din of Tumas Begadim is only the Sreifa. So in a mitamin, actually yutzata uruban. Only once the flames now have been shalit on the roll of the bar, the soya, then that's when the tumah is chal. Not in the process of carrying them out. Nita chavasar in asareit b'tamin begadim. Once already the basar became hardened by the flames, even though it didn't yet turn into desh and mamish, it's not afer. Anybody who comes along and helps in the sreifa, he pokes at it to make it burn better, or he adds more fuel, or any of the things that is part of the misayeya, he would be misareif. But once it's yutzata or berubam, even though it's not yet mamish afer, he's not considered to be a sreif, and his begadim did not become tami. Now let's take the first part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that it's burned if it's nipsal. It's not burned in the Beit HaDeshen. It's burned in the Beit HaBira. What exactly is this Beit HaBira? Om Rabba Bar Bachanam Rav Yochanan. It's a particular place in the Har HaBayit that they called it the Bira, which was miyuchad for Be'ira. And they had fire there, and that's where they would burn things. Reish Lakish says, no. Bira means the capital, like Shushan HaBira. The base HaMikdash is called a Bira. Shnema HaBira Asher HaFinosi. And that's Machon. That's Machon L'Shiftach. That's the base HaMikdash. So the Kainanu Yadecha is the Bira. And what it means is a makom in the base of Mikdash. In other words, the base of Adeshim is taken outside of Shalesh Machanais, but the Bira means that there's still a place to burn in somewhere in the broader base of Mikdash. We'll see where that is in a moment. It says Rav Nachman Baruch, actually, in terms of the din of Deshem, there's three places that are referred to, and obviously in the context, I mean, we're going to contrast in our Mishnah the Beis HaDeshen to the Beis HaBira. But I mean, there's times when we talk about Nisrofim, the Beis HaDeshen means when something is possible, that is the Beis HaBira. So depending on the context, overall, the loose use of the words Deshen, Beis HaDeshen, could refer to three different possible places. There's the Shlosha Beis HaDeshens. You have the Beit HaDeshen HaGadol. Okay, that's in the Niazora, where anything that becomes Nifsal is burnt over there. Shisham Sarfim, Tzulei Kachim Kachim, and we're in Kachim Kalim, Parham and Nisrafim, Siram Nisrafim, any of the above, Shira Behem Psul, Kenem Zrika. As long as it was Psul before Zrika, that's viewed as something that belongs in the Azora. You never did anything now to take it out of the Azora. Not even the Zrika was done. Burn it right there on the spot. On the other hand, in Harabayit, there was a secondary Beis HaDeshen, and there you would indeed take psulim, any Purim HaNisrafim, Siyam HaNisrafim, where over there the psul took place after Zrika. So if it took place after Zrika, it was already time for it to be taken out, because at that moment you did the Zrika, it's now kosher to be burned. Yigiyaz Mano, let's say, we had before the machlokes about whether Basa should yazman or let's say already. But is that the point? Once it's yazman or let's say, so then, okay, so take it out. Don't burn it in the Azor. It doesn't belong in the Azor anymore. So we take it out to the, not to Shkutz Shalish Machanais, because it's not Kimitzvase here. So therefore, burn it in outside of the Azor, in the Harabayat. And that's also called a Beit HaBira. It's one of the Beit HaBateh. Now, Kimitzvatan, if you're doing the Parma and Yisrav, it's Ira and Yisrav the way you're supposed to, no psul was Ira. So then we have what we refer to as Beit HaDeshen in our Mishnah, which is Chutz L'Shalosh Machanot. Whereas Levi said, no, that it's really not a function of Zrika. That's not the point. Because you're right, Shlosha Beit HaShamim, there are three Beit HaDeshens. But here's how to split it up. The Beit HaDeshen HaGadol, which was in the Azora, the rule over there is Yisram Srafim, Tzulei Kachim Kachim, Uburim Kachim Kali, Forim HaNisrafim, Seiram HaNisrafim, any of the above, She'ira Behem Psul, it doesn't matter whether it's Kodim Zvika, Lacha Zvika, when the Dina is over there, the Psul took place in the Azora, it's not removed from the Azora. What's the difference when it was Roy to leave the Azora? It hasn't left the Azora, it's Psul in the Azora, burn it, Bakeda Shisarei, burn it right there. Don't be misasik in it any longer. Now, there was a small Beis HaDeshen in Harabayit. We're over there. In the event that you had Parim HaNisrafim, Siyam HaNisrafim, where everything was fine, you were going to take it out, you were going to burn it, you took it out, you're on your way out. You left already the Azora, and it becomes Nifsal in the Harabayit. So over there, you can't now take it out through the Beit HaDeshen Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos because it's Shaloka Mitzvatan. You certainly don't bring it into the Azora to burn it once something became Nitma out of the Azora. So burn it right there in the Harabayit. That's the point. There's nothing to do with Zrika. So over there, Ira Bem Psula Pasul B'Yitziatan. And that's the second one. And then the third one is Kimitzvatan. The Mitzvatan is Chutz L'Shalosh Machanos. Play with me. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah, actually, the sheet that changes the gears of Rabbi Elazar. Lina, ma'u she-to'el, to'il, b'parim ha-nisrafim, u-besi'irim ha-nisrafim. Does the concept of lina, in which something is left over beyond the time in which it's suitable to eat, now obviously, b'parim ha-nisrafim, b'parim ha-nisrafim, are not meant to be eaten. So they may have entered into a completely new type of Aveda, in which is, we don't say this is the meat, and instead of eating it, burn it in the Beis Hamikdash. No, it's nothing to do with the meat. This is a part of my Mitzvah, Shem Mitzvah. So there's no such thing as Lina. Where was the term Mechadish Bechlal, Din of Lina? So we could say, Bekima Anya Lina Bebasar. I mean, the whole Din of Lina is a Din that you must eat the meat up until this time, as Beres said. And if you leave it over after that time, then it's possible. So that's Dr. Basar, the Bar Achila. Hami, Delav, Bnei Achila, Lina, Lo. Mashenging these things, I mean, why should they be possible? Do we view these things, basically, as being the extension of the equivalent world, there's a parallel world for permanent Israfim, to the world of things that are eaten by the Kohanim? And they're just like Lina helps there, maybe Lina helps here. My brother, Hamilsi Boile Abaye, you know, I had that same Shiloh raised by Abaye to me. And I found him an answer from the following. I said, you know what? We had earlier that Shavim, Shim Chishev, Vakilat Parim, Ubisrei Fatam, Lo Esakum. So is somebody who had a Machsheves Psul in how he's going to burn the Parah. He's going to burn it at the wrong time. He's going to burn it at the wrong place. So you might think that there's a concept of Pigol, and it says over there that, no, you can't passel it. B'machshava. You can't possibly by saying, oh, so I'm going to eat it. And I'm not going to burn it. That's not a psul machshava. The Torah was never b'kadesh. A psul machshava just because the thing that you would do would be wrong to do. It's just a special thing. I eat it at the wrong time. I machshir it at the wrong time. Not I burn it at the wrong time. So, I mean, it's reasonable to assume that if machshava doesn't passel, so why doesn't machshava passel? I mean, machshava doesn't passel. Because, I mean, the idea of the Machshava is that the Torah viewed the Machshava as the equivalent of having actually been mailing it. So if you're mailing it, it's possible. And even if you had a Machshava to be mailing, it's possible. So probably, if the Machshava doesn't possible, it's because the Lina itself isn't possible. So what's the point of thinking that I'm going to be doing it for Tzimano? So it's good to Zmano anyway. There's no halacha of Zmano on the Sreifa. I think. Does Zmano? No. Well, who's to say that that's the case? Machshava de lo pasla. Avalina pasla. There's two completely different issues over here. If Lina is pasla, that doesn't mean the Torah is Bechadish din of Machshava about the Lina. They're not dependent one of the other. I mean, obviously, if Lina doesn't pasla, the Machshava is not going to pasla. It's absurd. I mean, I'm not thinking you're doing anything wrong. I'm even something right. But the fact that Lina passes does not necessarily mean that it's Shayach Machshava on something that isn't Roy Lachila or Roy Lachtar. That's a different problem. That there is no such thing as a Machshava on Basra's being this one. You can't bring a Raya from there. Okay, well, what about from here? Tashma. Parima Nisrafim. Usirima Nisrafim. Moalim Mehem Mishuk Deshur. There's a din of Me'ila, just like on Kachay Kadashim. From the moment that you made the par of the sir that was going to be burned, the sir of Yom Kippurim, the sir of Avodas Kechavim, in any of these cases, from the time of the Hegdash, it's going to be moel. Nishchetu. Now, once the Shechita takes place, then of course the level of Kedusha rises, as we saw before, and at that point, it's Hukshar Li Pasil B'Tfu Yom U'Mukhusar Kippurim, gets now a Kedusha Saguf, in which a Tamei can passel it, even though he's only a Tfu Yom and a Mechuzah Kippurim. Eh? Here's the word, Ubalina. Now, it says the Pharisee over here, Lina. Well, what do you mean, Lina? I'm burning it. We're talking about Sirimani Srafim. So that means that obviously, meat that is meant to be burned, and I'm mailing it, passel my Lavlina's Bosa. No, says the Gemara. We're just talking about Lina's Bosa. Even the Parma Tzvah and Sirman Tzvah, and they have a Murim. So the Emurim, you still have to be Makrim. It's talking about Lina on the Emurim. Oh, yeah? So then why does it say after that? Midiktani Sefer, Kulan Moalin Bayam Bebechadeshem, Ach Yutak HaBatsar. It's says that you still have a me'ila until such time, this is even in the Beis HaDesh, with the Shalosh Machanos, until such time as the aveda is completed, meaning that the meat is completely burned, right? So, I mean, we're talking about the meat. We're not talking about the emurim. It's a bit of safe of a buser. I would assume the whole thing is talking about buser. Ah, come on, needy Irie, call that a raya. I mean, that's a different dinim. One is a bit of me'ila, the other one is, I mean, the safe is talking about the buser. The ratio, which is a bit of me'ila, is certainly not talking about safe, but it's talking about emurim, which is shy to have a din of lina. Tashma, the tani lebi, she irab and psul yitziatan. I promised you before we would discuss what is a psul b'yitziyatan. What psul b'yitziyatan? Now, doesn't that mean that they were not abided and they became possible lina? No? So apparently there's a psul lina. Even I'm on my way out to burn it. So I'm talking about the emurim. He's talking about something that happens to psul lina abayit.
Why would that be?
No, says the Gemara. David says, "Hard to believe." Maybe it's talking about a psul tuna. Maybe it's talking about a psul of the yotze with the dam or something. I mean, or before this week, it's dam that it went out. So it wasn't a yezmanim, let's say. Maybe that's the case. And of course, we have the same shaila, which allows us to say, "No, maybe it was a psul lina." We ask shaila in the inverse. Rabbi Eliezer asks, "How about yotze? Is it Shaykh Absul Yotze of the Purim and Nisrafim, the bus of the Purim and Nisrafim, the Shirim and Nisrafim? They're meant to be taken out, right? Except that they're meant to be taken out after I do the Zerik of the Hechsher. So how about if I took it out before they were near him to be Yotze? Is there Absul of Yotze or not? Michael B. Boyle, what's his question exactly? Omer of Yirme Abba, his question is like this. Kika B. Boyle, Aliba the Mandi Omer Adayin Loi Giaz Mano Latzei. He's saying that the Mandi Omar who holds, we had this legabi, the question of Basar, of Kachim Kalim, and the Shaila was over there, that Kachim Kalim is meant to be Yotze. You can eat it anywhere in Yerushalayim, right? But remember, we were doing this on the porch, and that's the question, I'm sure you must remember the Kachim, clear as a bell, I knew it. Kachim Kalim before Zerika is done. The buzzer is meant to be Yotze anyway, but not until after the Zerika. So it's a child of Sul of Yotze on something which is so full of Sate. Buzzer which is so full of Sate. So it must be that Rabbi Yirmiya Barabbas, I mean, it must be that Rabbi Elazar's question, says Rabbi Yirmiya Barabbas, is that if you hold that buzzer, Shaloi Giaz Mano Latzate, is shayach to a psul of yotze. But maybe that's only animili basar, because even though basar can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, it doesn't have to be eaten outside. So you can't say, well, this basar is a chiyuv to remove it. How about if it's a chiyuv to remove it? You have the Purim and Nisrof and Shem and Nisrof. But over there, the whole point is that I'm bringing it in order, but that's going to take it out. So maybe he would be moda. Hani, the sofa matzeit chova, the chiyuv is to take it out. What Shaykh is saying, there's going to be a psul of yotze. The Tzar is just waiting for you to be mekayim the mitzvah to take it out. Oh, Dilmor, do we say? Well, what's the difference? But the bottom line is, hokinani lo igiyaz vano latzeit. Still, it's before the zman, because I didn't yet have the zriko on it to be matzah, to be yotze. And once again, we brought the same raya from Levi's explanation of the middle Beit HaDesha, which was in the Har HaBayit, and Tashmat Tani Levi, the case would be that it's burnt in the Har HaBayit and not in the Azorah and not in the Beit HaDesha Kutzei Shalosh Machanos, where Irab Bo Psul B'Yitziyato. Now, what is that? What kind of Psul B'Yitziyato? Ah, he means Psul B'Yitziyato. In other words, we took it out too early. They thought that they finished the Zerika. We move it out. Then we said, hey, you took that out before the Zerika. What's the matter with you? But now it's possible. So we're going to burn it there. We won't bring it back to the Azara. So you see that there is Shaya Kapsul Yaitse on Purim and Nisrafim, Zerah and Nisrafim. Uh-huh. Says the Gemara. Maybe it means a Psul Tum and a Psul Lina. Every time we can always say it. Maybe it's the other one. You can't prove any of these questions because we always have the option of saying, well, but you don't know, do you? I mean, it could be the other one. Boy, Rebbe Elazar, I have another question. I'm a permanent Sram Nisyan Israfim. Shiyatsa Rubo, the mute Aver, Mal. How about if I have a case over here that my Shaila is it considered to have been Yotze from the Azora, which defines the moment of Tuma, if you're like the Man Yomra who says that the carrying it out of the Azora is what's Matami. So I have to carry out the Rove. Suppose I have the Rove, but I only have the Rove if I include the quarter of the foot that is now out, whereas the rest of the foot is still in. Now the question is, do I include that quarter? Or do I say, well, wait a minute, I mean, a quarter isn't even most of the foot, so most of the foot remains behind, so then we should say, if that's the case, you don't have robe of the animal, because, I mean, a foot belongs to the foot, I mean, so most of the foot is still in there. That means that robe of the animal didn't go out yet. So, Mal, how can you to the Eber Basar Ruba Shabdinalai, do we say, well, forget about the foot. Let's look at the organism as a whole. The organism as a whole, together with this quarter of a foot, was Yotze Rubo. Or do we say, no, don't look at the organism as a whole. First, consider each aver. Determine whether it was Yotze, and then see whether in aggregate you have rov of the organism. So we should say, Odioma, Basaruba, Behema Shadina. So we have two ways of looking at it. The aver is Basaruba Shadina, and therefore low nafka, like it hasn't gone out yet. Odioma, Basaruba, Behema is an organism with all Shadina like, and it did go out in its pulse, and therefore I'd rather stomach. The guy who's carrying it, I mean, his stomach. So I said, well, what kind of question is that? She's a low shabkin rubid name. I was in the bus of rubid avarim. Why should we look at avarim in that case? Our only interest is to determine the state of the organism. I mean, the halakha has nothing to do with a particular organ. In which case, we're not going to say, if we have on the one hand rove the behema, that we should say, well, but it doesn't matter. This particular foot is what's important. The foot has no relevance, really, in the halakha here. So why should we look at the foot? Ella, you're right, right. The question was different. We said the question wrong. She yatsa chetzio berov aver. The case was the opposite. The organism as a whole is exactly half out. It's half out and half in. But the half out includes most of the foot. So do we say, okay, so if it includes most of the foot, then this foot is essentially out. If the foot is out, then we have rov in the animal. Or do we say, well, we ignore the particular aver? That's the question. So, hi miuta the aver, butzer rove aver shadina. Shall we say that the small part of the foot that still is back in the Azara, I mean, the foot is out, basically. What do I care? A little bit, but it's out. In which case, include that in the aggregate, and now you have rove of the behema, and therefore it's tome. Or do we say we completely ignore, because at this point an aver has no meaning. The only thing that has meaning is the animal as a whole. Take going in that, and we did not have a solution to that abayin. Come on, Rich, we're coming around the bend. It's just a little bit longer. We get a new stroke.